You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
From the Center for Inquisitive Journalism, this is The Sunday Show. This week, a cattle breeding laboratory in Australia was destroyed by an explosion that wiped out more than 100 cryogenic cylinders filled with bull semen. How we broke the story and its impact on the news cycle that day. At 6 a.m., I'm jammed in the elevator with coworkers at the Center for Inquisitive Journalism. 48 hours without sleep, I'm on the hottest lead of my career. I try to hide the smell of the house fire scotch belching from my gut, but I'm not doing too good. Cindy looks at me. She's wasted too. Something's going down today. I walk to my desk like nothing's a bother, but I can see them handing pink slips out one by one in the big office. Marty looks over at me with that deer in the headlights look. He's a good kid.
Jesus Christ, are they gonna do it here?
What, you never been through this before, Marty? Just...
I'm getting axed. I know it.
Your podcast is murder and sex torture, Marty. Those numbers are evergreen. You'll be fine.
Shit. Kathy, incoming.
Mr. Sunday?
Yes, Kathy?
I'm afraid we have to speak with you.
Is Kramer here?
He's not.
I march behind Kathy as she leaves a snail trail of Chanel number whatever in the air, and my stomach turns. There's no covering up this stench, the disembowelment of another journalistic institution.
I'm sorry that we are here today, but these are remarkable times for podcast news, as you know. A lot of competition.
Just spare me the history lesson here, Kathy. Look, my podcast gets a so-so audience. I get that. Nobody tweets about us. Nobody. But, you know, it's a slow crawl. We're incubating. And I get it. My voice is somewhat grating in the ads, but I'll do better. These are stories that people need to know.
This isn't personal, Mr. Sunday. You've done great work, but most of this floor is being let go today. We're offering you 2 months severance at half your salary. You have until 4:53 p.m. to accept the offer or it expires. These measures are in no way a reflection of your performance or character.
Jesus, Marty, this is a goddamn bloodbath, huh?
If I could have done something, I would have.
Walk with me to the elevator, will you, pal? Look, I don't have cash to run with this story. Take this. It could give this place a boost.
What is it?
Just be careful with that, Marty. It's a lot to swallow. Remember I said that to you. Pass it up the ladder, will you? I got home, fed the dog, threw on some premiumbeat.com jazz. I knew it wouldn't take long for Kramer to call, but what was the ask gonna be? Sunday.
It's Carl.
Ernstein? Jesus.
Kramer put me on your story.
Kramer called in the big guns on this one, huh? I'm honored. Carl?
Look, I need the gig, but I'm an old dog in town. Well, I'm afraid I don't see the angle here. I see passion in your notes, I do. I was hoping you could help.
Sure. Where to start? Well, it was a jizz factory, you heard that, right?
I did.
And,
right.
Well, it exploded.
Police get involved? Is it a cover-up?
Carl,
it's kind of my thing.
It exploded.
I heard you. And?
From the police report, quote, crew had to be weary of projectiles while they tackled the blaze. I mean...
So what?
Carl, it's hilarious. It's fucking hilarious. I mean, the optics on this
I'm not a joke writer. I'm an investigative journalist, goddammit. You were still in your daddy's sack when I was impeaching presidents. All right. How would you play it?
But the headline, Carl, that's key. You gotta nail the headline.
Example?
Well, tensions at the Seaman Farm climax was the first one that came to mind. Bovine boom, Bukkake's town, I feel like would be the next
That's
step there.
That's pretty good. What else?
Why don't we partner on this one?
I work alone.
All right, flare up down under is sticky situation. You know, it can go on and on, but it only works if we bust it right now.
Was that a jizz thing too, the busting?
It's all a jizz thing. That's the joke. That's the blammo of the story. Sorry.
That's all right. I used to have that kind of grit. Check your inbox. Flight's in 2 hours.
We were parked outside the decimated bull semen factory on a long dirt road in rural Gippsland, Australia. Carl was making introductions to the owners as I stared out at the rolling green pastures. The plant life surrounding the blast was vibrant in color. It's as if the recent vitamin-rich semen rainfall rejuiced them with nutrients. A shiny black sedan rolls by, tinted windows. We're being watched. Well?
Somebody got an exclusive this morning.
Damn.
Somebody with deep pockets. I'm sorry.
This guy's been cruising us all afternoon. The tinted window lowered just enough to see the passenger's silver-white hair shimmering in the sunlight.
Cooper! Shit! Damn, he's quick. I should have known this. This has got Anderson Cooper's brand all over it.
What does that mean?
I'm not saying it's a gay thing. I could see him putting it on his segment, The Ridiculist. What the hell am I doing here? Old Carl Bernstein, chasing headlines and ox gravy halfway around the earth.
Why'd you take the story, Carl?
Same reason you did. My stuff gets lost in all the ruckus these days. But a story like this, it might put me back on top for just a little while.
Well, you can't drown out an explosion of cow spunk, I'll tell you that.
True enough. Come on, kid. Let's grab a steak, some smoky scotch. How's that sound?
Deal, Carl. Anderson Cooper's story was front page within the hour. He even got his viral interview with the farmer.
Boom, I heard this explosion and I hop off my wife because we were doing the nasty, and blammo, big cloud of nut frosting just pops us out of our dungarees. Boom, just load after load. Boom, my wife's face down with a beef necklace wrapped around her neck, and I'm like,
I've seen it.
Jesus fucking Christ. And then bam, another piping hot booty chowder shot to my face, and I'm down in the muck too, off my feet, you know, off my fucking feet.
It was a damn tasty filet, eh? Juicy.
To a fine career, Carl.
To retirement.
Who is it?
Not too sure.
The tanks are full.
Who is
this? Who is this?
Listen to me. The reservoirs are being refilled as we speak. Never underestimate our industry's thirst for bull cum. My name is Dr. Jenny Taylor, and I...
I'm sorry, Dr. Jenny Taylor? That's amazing.
I work
amazing.
In bovine insemination containment. And beast sperm is my speciality. Now listen, the chemical compound of bull semen is mixed with the ethylene, C2H4, which preserves the jism, but the caulking solution, plugging the reservoir...
Is he saying that there's a cock in the bull jizz, Carl?
Yes, to protect from leakage.
In it? I can't... Hold on, I can't write this fast.
Shh, quiet.
Combine that chemical creates a supercharged spunk lava, which will instantly superheat, vaporize. 4,000 cubic meters of junk juice blasted outward. The wind carries this chode nectar and cocking to a 10-kilometer radius, at least. It'll splatter men, women, children... Like a facial from Zeus himself.
Good God. How long do we have?
An hour. Maybe less. More like half hour. Actually, let me see. Is that right? 4,000 cubic meters of cattle jerky.
The shockwave was massive, but the impact, gentle, like a kiss from the wind. The windows drift open as a salty mist fills the nostrils of patrons at the Victoria Marriott Hotel. At first, they look puzzled, but secretly, they know what's happening. Pandemonium ensues. And me and Carl Bernstein are first on the scene. But it was Carl's moment to shine.
Well, when it comes to political investigative reporting, Carl Bernstein, of course, set the standard. Carl's a CNN political analyst. And on this night of a great deal of breaking news, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Anderson. And first, I'd like to give a little plug for my news outlet, the Center for Inquisitive Journalism. Go grab a tote bag at tcfij.com. Anyway, the day started like any other. I'm 75 years young, but chasing hot leads still gets my tender heart pumping. I just didn't think my road would be covered in so much bull semen.
The segment spread across the nation. Videos of Carl squeegeeing bull spism off car windows while wearing a raincoat, while they spawned hip-hop remixes and memes for days. A legend had returned, and me, I was back freelancing. And nobody's paying me to do it, but damn it if I'm not gonna do my job. Bring you the news each and every week, or until... So I'm gonna do it until I stop doing it, until I need money or something. So please, buy a tote bag at tcfij.com. That's the Sunday Show. We'll see you next week.